Founded in 1970, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws is the oldest, largest, and most popular lobby of cannabis users in the world. From our Washington, D.C. offices, we lobby our federal government. And from our chapters nationwide, we lobby our state and local governments to end the war on American citizens who choose to use cannabis responsibly. We take you now to our nation's capital for a visit with Executive Director Alan St. Pierre and a look at this month in Normal.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're speaking with Alan St. Pierre out in Washington, D.C. How you doing, Alan?
Hey, Russ. How are you today?
Doing great. Of course, this month in Normal, we're looking forward to all sorts of great events and legislative hearings and changes. And, of course, no event any bigger than the 20th annual Seattle Hemp Fest coming the third weekend of this month. Tell us about Normal's involvement.
Well, Normal will certainly have a booth that we share with High Times, which when you put the two brands together makes it probably the most popular booths at the very large multi-hundred-thousand-person event. We're going to score some big Normal helium balloons this year, so you really can't miss the booth. And it is a great gathering place, and we distribute lots of free Normal swag and information. There'll be four or five Normal board of directors that will be speaking and at the booth to talk to the public. We probably have 5 to 6 Normal chapters that will have separate booths to work their constituents and promote whatever particular projects they have going on. And we'll be speaking multiple times from multiple stages. And I don't think any of us will have a voice after the second day.
I know. Yeah. After 2 days is usually how long this thing goes on. With it being 3 days this year, we're going to have to get extra vitamins, I suppose.
And lots of extra cannabinoids.
I think so. Speaking of cannabinoids, you know, City of Seattle has been in the news recently in that their city council approved dispensary regulations despite Governor Gregoire vetoing such a thing. Seattle has a long time been, you know, lowest law enforcement priority on marijuana crimes, and the most recent city attorney to be announced there or to take office there says he's not going to prosecute minor marijuana possession arrests. So as far as an environment for our audience, for tokers to come out to a hemp fest, this could possibly be one of the freest environments we are seen at.
I would think so. The good city attorney, let alone most of the city council, and even the current chief of police who took over for our current drug czar, Mr. Kurlikowski, they're all generally in favor of some degrees of reform, way better than we see for most of the country. So if you do have the time off and you've wanted to go to Seattle and you've wanted to go to the biggest marijuana rally on earth, this could be it.
Yeah, you got to make it there. 20th anniversary. It's August 19th, 20th, 21st at Myrtle Edwards Park, right there on the waterfront near the piers, all that stuff. About 1.6 miles apart, 3 stages, and completely free, although they do ask for donations as you come in, and please help support the Seattle Hemp Fest. They need all the help they can get. Alan, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the East Coast, because we're out here in the West, and you know we do a lot of stories on California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and so forth. The most recent medical marijuana states, New Jersey and Delaware, and then, of course, the district that you're in, have all had some more movement on their programs, even though they're not fully operational yet. Update us on where medical marijuana is on the East Coast.
Delaware, which was the latest state to run afoul of the federal government's memos telling them, you know, don't move forward with any of these reforms. Well, Delaware effectively said F you and passed a medical marijuana law. Now, that will be implemented in time, and it's the most recent one to come to be. In New Jersey, finally, the governor has signed off again against the warnings of the federal government and creating some sort of regulations that will be rolled out here in the next 2 to 3 weeks that might take upwards of 6 months to finally implement. But he has been the major logjam, if you will. And here in the District of Columbia, there were 175 letters of intent applications for medical cannabis dispensaries. The regulatory agency that's in charge of this here in D.C. is going to hone this down to about 30 or 40 in the next week or so, and they're going to issue no more than 15 licenses for dispensaries and cultivation centers. And the smart money bets that none of this is going to come to be, meaning that a patient is actually going to legally access medical cannabis until May 2012.
Boy, and this just highlights, you know, the difference. You know, I often talk about how the issue of gun regulations is a different story in Cleveland, Ohio, than it is in Canyon County, Idaho. I think medical marijuana may be another issue like this. And we talk about medical marijuana in the West; it's a whole different animal than the medical marijuana we're seeing develop in the East. Do you see this East Coast paradigm of them bragging about the most restrictive, most well-regulated medical marijuana? Is that the future of medical marijuana in this country?
It seems to be, and it's something that we've talked about for well over a year and a half since the New Jersey law first passed. I mean, strategically, I think a lot of folks at Normal recognize that that might be the high watermark politically of patients having access to homegrown cultivated cannabis, and for patients to have retail access in a safe retail environment. Because here on the East Coast, other than Maine, which has fits and starts in even getting its retail operations off the ground, and that has all kinds of other internal problems regarding the advocates themselves, their funding, lawsuits amongst who has the rights to proprietary information. So the whole East Coast is entirely dysfunctional regarding patients actually having access to it. And yes, politicians and editorial pages boast two things. One, how restrictive they are, and two, how they are totally not like in California.